All right, we welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview. I'm Jack Smith, joined by Keith Jones II, back off the injured list and hitting home runs. Your first one of the season yesterday, Keith. Thank you for joining us. How did it feel?
No problem. Felt good, pretty good. Getting the timing back a little bit, but was able to get a heater late in the count, stay through it, and got it to go the other way.
There was the pitch before we were talking on the broadcast. It looked like a fastball that kind of crossed up the catcher, and then there was the mound visit. They come back, and you cover that outside corner of the plate, just flicked it over the wall. When you look back at it, what stood out to you about your swing?
Just that. Like we said, getting the timing back, getting back doing ABs. You know, double A is tough because you got a lot of pitching matchups, and dudes are not really throwing what you expect them to throw. But, yeah, I mean, ultimately was looking for a heater out over to play. We talk about just shooting it the other way all the time, especially deep in the count. So got one to do it and got it up in the air, and luckily we're in Amarillo, so got a little help on that one, so pretty good.
We've seen this ballpark on full display the last couple of days. How would you describe what this offense has done over the last two nights?
It's a hitter's park, and we've taken full advantage of it. I mean, we're still running good ABs, but people are taking advantage when we get opportunities to get good swings on the ball. I mean, we had five, I think, last night, three or four, I believe, on night one. So it's like we're getting good swings on the ball. We're putting the ball in play. We're taking advantage of hits. Like, we're putting Orlando's having an amazing last couple of games, and I know he's going to carry it out through the rest of the week, but we're just taking advantage of what we're supposed to do when you come to Amarillo.
You're talking about a couple of lefty outfielders. You might be the best to tell us about them. Orlando Martinez and Marcus Lee Sang, what stands out to you about those two guys?
Yeah, man, just their maturity. They're older. Been able to learn a lot from them over the last couple months. You know, got to meet them in spring training, and then, of course, being here with them now. They go about their business, you know, seeing how they do it. Night in, night out, bouncing back from a tough game, just showing up and competing every day. So it's just fun to watch, to be a part of, and just taking up knowledge whenever I can.
What's one specific thing that you've maybe taken to them to pick their brains on?
Man, one that stands out, I'd say, I would say on the defensive side, kind of just picking your times of when to be smart. I mean, O is actually very good, as we've seen, with like picking balls off the wall, things like that. Like, he kind of sets himself up for the next play immediately. So it's been fun to watch him. Instead of like reacting to the ball being off the wall, he plays it that way and knows where he's going. So I'd say just watching him do that actually has been something that stood out.
Talking with Keith Jones II here on the Cacique pregame show. Had such a great offensive year last year. When you look back, what were some defensive things you wanted to work on going into this season?
We hammered a lot on like the pre-pitch. Just getting off the mark is a big thing that we talk about, and definitely saw that I needed an improvement in that. Definitely hammered that down. So now it's just more of trusting myself in the outfield, letting myself go to work, trusting that I've done the work for it. So that was kind of the biggest thing that stood out, is just understanding the pre-pitch, making sure I'm doing it every single time, and that's about it.
Offensively, what were the things that stood out to you about what you were able to accomplish last year?
For me, I got the confidence that, you know, I can play at the highest of levels. I think once you get to double A, you know that you can make it to the bigs, and I thought I put a pretty good showing of that. The bat is there. So for me, it was just more of improving off of the taking more advantage of when I get mistakes, you know, getting those extra base hits, homers in, you know, getting my swing off on pitches that I should, and then just showcasing that I'm a hitter. Running good ABs, things like that. So a lot of the work in the offseason was just being able to handle the stuff and knowing what my plan is against dudes that are, you know, your Friday night guys, your Saturday guys, like those aces that, you know, they're going to be tough. How do I have an approach against them versus them just letting them do what they do, you know? So pretty excited, been able to work on that a lot, so running that.
All right, that does it for part one of our interview with Keith Jones II. Stay tuned on the Cacique pregame show. We have starting lineups coming up next, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.